NPR News analyst Juan Williams joins us now, as he does every Friday. And Alex Chadwick will be back in a few minutes to ask about the other political news going on this week. But first, let's stick with Gina. And Juan, you've written a lot about the civil rights movement. And, you know, we've heard people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton say that this could be the first 21st century civil rights movement, you know, along the lines of Selma, Little Rock, Oxford, Mississippi.
I think that's hyperbole, Madeline. You know, this is an example, really, of people reaching back for a romantic moment, trying to relive days of yore. That has really what this amounts to is an attempt by lots of young people, I think, who weren't involved with the civil rights movement, who can never say they marched with Dr. King, to recreate such a moment for themselves in this generation. And there's no harm in that. And in fact, there's good to it to the extent that they are active. But this moment really is about, in terms of civil rights, things like the high rate of black people killing black people in big cities, family breakdown. And any little incident in Gina just doesn't cut it in terms of comparison to the historic events that took place in Selma, Montgomery, Birmingham.
Right. Were you talking about big issues like voting rights? Well, how do you get people these days to galvanize around the issues that you mentioned, crime, education, keeping families together?
Well, that's the challenge of this day in terms of an ongoing civil rights struggle. First, you have to remind people that it's not a matter of an episodic thing that just pops up. There's an ongoing civil rights movement in this country, and people who are concerned about high poverty rates, 25% in the black community, people who are concerned about that high black-on-black murder rate and terrible drug-related crimes in the black community. That's the hard work, and it's grassroots work that has to be done. But again, oftentimes people will ask me, as someone who's written extensively about civil rights, they say, well, how do we get involved? And I say, you know, you have to pick something you're passionate about. It could be literacy, could be foster families, but that's the work of this day. And I think too often, because we hold Dr. King, Rosa Parks, people like that in such high regard, there's this desire to go back in time, but it is not realistic, and that's not the struggle of our day. We aren't not involved in a struggle over the back of the bus or over voting rights.
Juan, it's Alex here in Kansas City. Let me turn to another political story. This is a study out of the Pew Center this week that asked voters to connect candidates' names with attributes such as tough, smart, optimistic, compassionate. What does the Pew Center find there?
Well, this is fascinating to me, Alex, because this is the kind of thing that political strategists are talking about every day in the campaigns that are going on now for the primaries, but especially leading into the general election in 08. And when they talk about someone who's tough and smart, guess what? Hillary Clinton, the senator from New York, does very well. When you're talking about somebody who is honest and optimistic, well, then Barack Obama, the senator from Illinois, does very well. John Edwards, the former senator from North Carolina, does well on issues like being friendly, even-tempered, down-to-earth, although Hillary Clinton, surprisingly, does just slightly better than Edwards on that. But these are the way that political strategists want to position their candidates in the minds of the voters. And Hillary Clinton's positives, obviously, are tough and smart. And I think that gives you a sense of exactly what her campaign team is trying to say to voters about who can finally oust Republicans from the White House.
So what would her campaign manager, or Barack Obama's for that matter, do with this information?
Well, one is you try to emphasize your strengths. And so what you say if you are Barack Obama's campaign manager is, here is somebody who has energy. Here is someone who is optimistic. Bring a fresh look to Washington. But the flip side of that, Alex, is you say, and guess what? My opponent is not. And play on your opponent's negatives, that my opponent is not honest. Hillary Clinton came in low on that end of the score, or not as friendly. And same thing, you know, you say, hey, look at John Edwards. What about John Edwards? Do you really believe that he has the energy? Do you believe that he is smart enough? Do you believe he's tough enough? People in the Clinton campaign might play on that with Edwards. So you'll see this reflected in the advertising. You'll see these words reflected in the speeches that the candidates are given. And a wise voter would be alert to them because they are literally coded words that you will see throughout the rest of this campaign.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, tough, smart, optimistic all the time for us. Juan, thank you again.
You're kind, Alex.